93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM, 330, Tay and Jay Show, Lante, Jeremy Warner, 359, call 217-359-2255. You can email us as well, Lon, L-O-N, at myconnectfm.com.
Or Jeremy, J-E-R-E-M-Y, at myconnectfm.com. We're reacting to the news as it pours in here this afternoon. It's been a crazy day. Matt Painter was in Missouri today. He was supposed to be going to Missouri today, and then all of a sudden he's staying at Purdue. Wow. He's staying at Purdue, and this has just come through the pipeline here. Purdue University and head men's basketball coach Matt Painter have agreed to on a new 8-year contract through the 2018-19 season. Terms of the contract were not disclosed. This is from Morgan Burke, the athletic director at Purdue. We are thrilled to announce that Matt will continue his leadership of our men's basketball program at his alma mater. He has been at the helm of a winningest 4-year period in the storied history of Boilermaker basketball, and we pledge to work with him to win championships.
Well,
they did after Missouri came calling.
Yeah. Well, no, that's not fair, because they did last year, right?
I don't know. I mean, it seemed like him and Matt Painter and Morgan Burke had a problem there because apparently Morgan wasn't giving Matt the resources that he needed to be an elite program. And maybe Matt got what he wanted out of this whole thing.
That's
and
true.
Now you have Missouri on the other side of this, still looking for a coach. And Quanzo Martin, Missouri's state coach, has already been swooped up. Who do you go after now?
Wow. I don't know.
359 call 217-359-2255.
And Steve Walensek from the Columbia Daily Tribune, we just called him. It went right to a voicemail. You know he's swallowed
he's
up in
phone.
All this. And he's trying to get information because he also has a job that he has to report on this. So if he can call back, we'll throw him on for just a couple minutes to kind of get the take in Columbia and see what's going on down there. But this is crazy. I mean, it's crazy because, you know, and part of this is, I know we're a Champaign radio station, but part of this affects Illinois. I mean, it's a coach that's going to Missouri. Illinois plays Missouri every year. It's a coach leaving Purdue, if he would have, and Illinois plays Purdue twice a year. So, I mean, this is something that is big around here because it's Big Ten. You know, a lot of people know Matt Painter. He coached with Bruce Weber. So, I mean, they're close friends. So, I mean, this has a big effect on what happens around here as well.
Well, it has a big effect. And then one thing we were possibly going to talk about today was Bruce Weber. I mean, if Painter goes to Missouri, does this open up the door for Weber and Purdue? And obviously that door is closed now. Gene Katie talked with Chris Hine from the Chicago Tribune, our buddy. And Katie said that he didn't think Bruce Weber would even look at it, even if Painter did go to Missouri. He said, no. Illinois is a better job than Purdue. You've got a better recruiting state. That's coming from a former Purdue coach, a Purdue great there. Coached there 25 years saying Illinois is a better job than Purdue. I'm interested to see how Boilermakers fans think of that.
Oh, I agree. I mean, that's huge. That's the first thing that when you and I sat down before this show and talked about briefly, that's the first quote I saw. I'm like, Gene Katie said that?
Yeah, and then he said, he may leave, but he'll never go to Purdue from Illinois.
That's unbelievable. I mean, it really is. And I tell you what, this guy is giving up his time because I know he's got to be busier than all get out. And that's Steve Walensek from the Columbia Daily Tribune in Columbia, Missouri. Steve, I know you're busy, and we thank you for joining us on the Tay and Jay Show. I guess, have you been able to take a breath today?
Well, there was actually about 2 hours there where I guess I was breathing in silence while no one was really saying anything.
Right.
And I guess maybe in the last half hour here I've had a little chance to exhale, but it's certainly been an interesting couple weeks, really, and I guess it's going to continue around Columbia.
So the news for you guys this morning, was it like here, I guess, you thought Matt Painter was going to be the next coach in Missouri? Is that true?
Well, I wouldn't say that I was ever sure, and certainly the Tribune never reported that it was sure. We're an afternoon paper, and the story that we put out as of this afternoon was Missouri was waiting for an answer, and that's as strongly as I ever reported anything. And when stuff started appearing on Twitter this morning, I tried to confirm that information, and I said to people I was never able to confirm that it was a done deal that he was coming to Missouri. I do think from sources I talked to, people even close to Matt Painter, that he certainly strongly considered the possibility that he was coming to Missouri, and I think there are very compelling reasons why he did that. Ultimately, it just wasn't enough for him to leave a known quantity when he was getting extra incentives to stick around West Lafayette, where obviously that's his alma mater.
Steve Wentek from the Columbia, Missouri Daily Tribune. And Steve, I want to talk about how this impacts Missouri as they move forward in their coaching search. But first of all, what's your guys' policy with sources, unnamed sources? It seems like the Twitter age is just taking this to another level. We saw it with LeBron, and now we're seeing it here. That seems like some journalists just take some leaps in this whole thing.
I don't think there's any question that that's the case. I think really the last couple of weeks, for me specifically, I've seen it's a black mark on the journalism industry with how quickly people jump to things. I know there's a perception out there, I think, that Missouri media members last week were blind to the fact that Mike Anderson might leave for the Arkansas job, and I really don't believe that that's the case. I think what I reported anyway was that my sources were telling me they were expecting him to stay. Now, that's different than me saying he's going to stay. I was talking to people at Missouri who were strongly of the belief, because of what Mike Anderson had said to them, that he was going to stay. I think in this situation, I was cautious again to say that nothing is done. That Matt Painter is certainly strongly considering this. And I think the fact that he took the meeting with Missouri yesterday is evidence that he was strongly considering this. Not to mention the fact that I know from people who know Matt Painter that he was investigating this job thoroughly. I do think, though, what we've learned is not everybody in the media world holds themselves to those kind of standards, and that's unfortunately a problem for everybody. You have people jumping the gun. You have people making statements that aren't really solid, and everybody responds to that. This obviously happened today, but even a couple days ago, Dick Weiss from the New York Daily News, who's a long time, he's a Hall of Fame sports writer, tweeted that Matt Painter was going to take the Missouri job and agreed to a 7-year, $14 million contract. And that was shot down pretty quickly, but it's that sort of off-the-cuff thing that has become a lot easier to do in the Twitter age that is, unfortunately, is a bad mark for journalism.
Steve Wentek from the Columbia Daily Tribune joining us, covering the Matt Painter story. Missouri coaching search goes on as Matt Painter stays at Purdue. Steve, how do you separate the garbage from the truth in all this? I'm sure you're talking to people. Some people are telling you one thing, and some people are telling you another.
Well, I think you have to be careful when you word things to not speak in absolutes when you're only getting one side of it. And that came into play, I believe, with the way we reported on the Mike Anderson situation last week and if he was going to stay or if he was going to go. We were very careful, I believe anyway, to say sources at Missouri expect him to stay.
Right.
Obviously, Andy Katz, who I guess will get credit for breaking this story today that Purdue was going to keep Matt Painter, was also the guy last week who said Missouri was going to keep Mike Anderson, and he was wrong.
Right.
So, and I believe the reason that he was wrong then was he went and trusted one side and didn't leave any room for error. And I don't think, and I'm happy to say that I don't think our publication has made that mistake, but a lot of other people have. I think too many people aren't willing to say, I don't know, because everyone wants to be first.
Right.
There was a lot of temptation. I know that I felt all day today to try to put something out there about Matt Painter going to Missouri, but all I could do was tell people nobody I've talked to will confirm that.
Right. Well, Steve, I know it's a tough job, and I'm sorry to say that your coaching search continues, so you're keeping on this thing. So where do you think they go from here? Where does Missouri go now that Matt Painter's out of the search?
Well, I think it's tough to really know,
right.
Just because for a week, all the talk with people I've been dealing with has been about Matt Painter. He was clearly Missouri's number one choice, the guy they came at hard, and I think made a very strong pitch to get. now they have to go back. I don't know if they have to go all the way back to the beginning, because I certainly think they had other people in mind that they wanted to look at, but they've zeroed in on Matt Painter. I think Shaka Smart's a guy that they will have to look at strongly, particularly if they're interested in winning the public relations battle that always follows these things. He's a hot name right now. He certainly had a lot of success this season at VCU, and particularly the last couple of weeks. I don't think that he is the home run proven commodity that Painter would have been. As far as other guys out there, I don't. Chris Mack at Xavier, I think, is a compelling name. I haven't heard anybody from Missouri mention him directly to me. I know that if I were at Missouri, I think I would be looking hard at him. I'm also aware that he turned down an offer from Tennessee to take their job. I think the Missouri job has a lot of reasons that it's a better job right now than the Tennessee opening, but I would look at him. I think Ben Jacobson's name has come up in the last couple of days around here. He's the head coach at Northern Iowa. I think he's somebody that Missouri certainly could get if they were interested. But I think right now they have to decide how important public relations are, because the home run choice, or not, I wouldn't say even home run choice, but the popular choice now is probably going to be somebody like Shaka Smart.
Sure. Steve Wilentek, you need to catch your breath, right, and just sit back and figure out, hey, I got a job to do. I guess I better get to it. But we appreciate this, and we mean it 100%, coming on and kind of clearing this up from the Missouri side and giving your thoughts on that. So thank you very much for joining us.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Steve.
All right, Steve Wilentek from the Columbia Daily Tribune. And
poor Steve.
I tell you what, and you've been in this role as a writer.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was in the role as a as a TV sports anchor. A TV sports anchor, obviously, you know, you're trying to get ready for your 6 o'clock show, and those guys right now are trying to do the same thing. But you, as a writer, you're trying to get all your, you know, you've got certain people you call. I mean, it's crazy. And Steve, you know, his job right now is like second hardest behind Mike Alden.
Right. I got out of DeKalb right before the coaching search for the football. I had to cover a coaching change, but that happened really quickly. That was a crazy weekend.
Yes.
You know, barely slept that weekend, and then I joined here the next day. But the coaching search, I know it's a drain on writers because people want information.
Absolutely.
And a lot of times, like Steve was talking about, you hear one thing and then you hear another, and it's hard to separate fact from fiction when you're going on unnamed sources and things like that, because you're risking your career, really. I mean, all you have as a writer, as a reporter, is your reputation that people trust you. And you not only throw yourself out there, but you throw your publication out there.
Sure.
So it's really tough to cover this thing and get out information, because you want to be first, but you have to be right.
And not only I say that about myself being in the TV business, that was so long ago that we didn't have the internet and such. I mean, we did have internet, but we didn't have Facebook. We didn't have Twitter. We didn't have all this stuff. So basically we saved it until we went on the air at 6 o'clock. If it was that hot, we might lead the show off. Now you feel like, you know, not only do you need to have this for your report tomorrow, but you need to file this on your website. I mean, people look to you so much now in a now generation for information, and it just puts more pressure on everybody to get it first and to get it right.
It's hard. It's really hard in this day and age. And we'll take your calls. What do you think of this whole thing? Matt Painter staying at Purdue. That means Bruce Weber not going to Purdue.
Yeah, exactly.
359 call 217-359-2255.
T&J Show, 93.5, 95.3.
The new Connect FM.